Oops. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Happiness may be a warm puppy, but someone who brings you hot black coffee is the bomb, man.
Black coffee is jet fuel.
Yeah, and it is what I need.
No, you got to put like all kinds of sugar and fresheners and milk and
drink it like a man.
Half and half and a man sugar.
Has
and
acid in his veins.
Strawberries. You have to throw everything.
Flowers.
In there to make it sound good. Yes, flowers.
Yeah, thank you, man. Brought in some black coffee for me, man.
I know what you need.
I take it black like other things.
Sure. Yeah. Can't make that joke.
Nope.
Today we're going to talk about lying liars who lie.
Lying liars who lie. All right.
There's a new tea that's made from animal poop.
Oh, man. Why? What is people's fascination with
that? I don't know.
That
I
is
don't
just
know.
They
because
love it.
I don't know who the first person was that
right.
said, hey, you know, we should try.
We should take some water and run it through that poop that just came
yes.
out of that monkey and see how it tastes.
And supposedly it's expensive and it's
of
good.
Of course.
Yeah. lies you told to get a job.
Okay.
We've done that before, but there are always plenty of calls.
Yeah.
You lied to a prospective employer.
You got to do what you got to do.
Yep. Give Me Five is a continuation of yesterday because bad songs.
There are so many songs with bad in the title and so many bad songs.
Correct.
But we're going to do
songs.
We're
not looking for bad songs.
No.
We're looking for songs with bad in the title.
Yes.
We're going to do that for Give Me Five
yep.
as well, coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
I got blisters on my fingers.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
Have you heard of the name George Santos?
Well, I've heard many different variations of it, that's
yes.
for sure.
George Santos is a guy who won office in New York.
Yeah.
He's in
with the secrets and all the responsibilities. And
so there's an investigation by the New York Times about his background and all of the things that he claimed in his biography.
I hate to say the one that really makes me very angry.
Well,
let
me get to it.
Has to do with 9/11.
The first one is graduating from Baruch College.
Baruch.
In 2010 with a bachelor's degree in economics. It's a public university, so they can check records.
Sure, okay.
Nope.
No.
How in 2022, 2023, do you think you can get away with stuff
well,
like that?
Well, I mean, if you're going to be in office, not a chance.
Not a chance.
But almost any other job at this point, I suppose there's such an influx of information, and if you just kind of lie your way in, it's
sure.
always been that way.
Having Jewish grandparents.
Right? Yep.
This lie feels especially egregious because he at one point said that he is Jewish,
yeah.
and then he changed it and said, no, I wasn't saying Jewish, I was saying Jew-ish.
Like Jew,
yes.
but not quite
but
ish.
He did claim that his grandparents survived the Holocaust.
Yes, he did.
It turns out that his grandparents were in Brazil at the time Hitler came to power.
Brazil.
And they are not Jewish.
No.
Losing employees in the Pulse nightclub shooting.
Oh, I hadn't heard this one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nope.
Oh, my God.
Running an animal charity, Friends of Pets.
Oh, that I did hear about.
Is a charity that he claimed he founded from 2013 to 2018.
Yeah.
No record of it.
No, and dude didn't get his dog. That's a bad story. That's a bad one.
Working at Citigroup.
Mm-hmm.
He said he worked at the company as an associate asset manager within Citigroup's real estate division, which is funny because Citigroup sold that division when he was about 17. So, no way.
He was very young.
Owning rental property.
Wow, boy, oh boy, it really does rack up. I knew
it's
there was a lot.
It's crazy that there's so much.
Yeah,
I
know he's an alien. He's from space.
He claimed as a landlord, uh-huh. he was hurt by COVID-19 related eviction protection given to renters. He went so far as saying he had not received nearly 1 year's worth of rent on 13 properties.
Didn't
so
know.
They checked, and uh-huh. he doesn't have any properties, except for one that he claimed having in Brazil.
Which probably were gifted to him from his grandparents.
Yes.
Probably inherited it.
And the DeVolder organization, I don't know what that is, but it's their family firm.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets paid $750,000 a year from
wow!
it.
Wow!
And
I want that.
They manage $80 million in assets.
Well, there's your problem. You
right.
got a lot of money. You don't need to. Who cares what you say? You can say whatever you want.
But that's also false.
What?
Yes. That's also not true.
Oh, well, never mind then.
That's also not true.
Wow.
And then his grandmother. Would you like to explain his grandmother?
Well, his mom.
His mom, sorry.
Yes. He said that she died in 9/11 in the attacks.
Actually, she was in
New York City. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was
and that was false.
That makes me very angry. That one really.
Oh, just that one?
Nope. That's the one. I underscore that one.
I underscore the Jewish one.
Yeah, that's pretty bad, too.
Because there's so much Jewish hate right now.
Oh, yeah. Very true. Yeah.
What?
I mean, having lived in New York,
who is this guy?
And dealt with, I don't know. Well, and then he like says that he, you know, was just enjoying a weekend in drag the other day.
Sure.
Which those pictures were pretty amazing when you really saw them. I mean, just who cares? Oh, no one cares.
If you used to be in drag in Brazil,
right,
say
so?
It, and it'll go away.
Right.
No one cares.
Don't claim that you.
But don't keep claiming things that are very, very provable.
So what's the real truth?
Don't know.
Yeah.
Don't have any
who
idea.
Who is the real George?
None of this came out before the election.
No.
I think, and he won by seven or eight points.
Some people knew.
It started, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, wow.
I mean, you don't see this level of lying by anyone in politics.
I tell a lot of lies.
Same, but by anyone in politics because...
You're going to get caught.
You're going to get fat checked. Fact checked. Not fat, sorry. Fact checked. Have you ever heard of Chuhicha?
Chuhicha?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a band from the 70s?
It is a unique type of tea.
Okay.
Brewed from caterpillar droppings.
Oh, stop it! How do you even find caterpillar droppings?
Well,
they must be molecular.
It's funny that you should ask that because I actually have a story for you.
Okay.
It's crazy. It's the name of a new type of tea discovered by a Japanese researcher at Kyoto University.
Who was high out of his mind.
It involves brewing the droppings of caterpillars that have feasted on various plants.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Yes. Now, my first question is, are we out of regular tea?
That's a good question.
And
that makes sense.
And the thousands of different types of tea there are?
All right, we're completely out of tea. Right. Start squeezing caterpillars.
Right, exactly.
Run some water through it.
He was going to Kyoto University's Faculty of Agriculture while researching the mysterious relationship between insects and plants. What he was
what's mysterious about it? They have nothing else to eat. They can't go to Jack in a Box.
One day, a senior brought 50 gypsy moth larvae into the lab and told him they were a souvenir.
From
his student.
Okay.
I don't know.
Here,
so
I don't
he
want
decided,
them.
He didn't know what to do with them, so
sure.
He decided to keep them alive.
Okay.
So he went out and got some leaves, and
right.
They ate the leaves, and then
delicious.
And then they pooped.
And then
he thought,
I need some tea.
Hey. That kind of smells okay. That smells pretty good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Come on.
That's how it happened.
No poo smells good.
You're wrong. You're wrong.
What?
Because these caterpillars apparently are dropping gold.
So it's alchemy.
So he started doing that. And now he's paying attention to like hundreds of other. Hundreds of other animals.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dude, stop it.
40 different types of plants, 20 insects, larvae.
Tea.
And results vary.
Has got to be one of the oldest drinks on the planet. Just taking tea leaves and, you know, creating this delicious beverage with caffeine.
A lot of people are very happy with that, right?
We don't need a new way of doing it, especially if it involves poop. We don't need it.
What was the other animal that they had?
Monkeys. Beans.
Yes, and it was supposed to be the best coffee in the world.
Yeah.
And it costs like $60 for two cups or something.
I always
said
if someone, you know, hooked me up with it, sure, I'll go ahead and try it. I ain't going to spend the money on it. I'll try it.
Do you want to try this? I mean, I don't know. It's commercially available.
No, I don't care for tea so much.
Come on.
You know, the only kind of tea I like, too, you go to all these restaurants and they always have these fancy frou-frou whatever teas.
Right.
Just bring me some Lipton. I just need some Nest tea. I need the most simple poo-free tea there is. And I'm good to go.
Do we have to order poo-free now?
Yeah.
Do we have to start saying that?
Can I see your poo-free menu, please? I'm sorry, we're all out. I always want to blast that one in particular so loud that I will break the speakers.
Yes, agreed.
I love that freaking song.
Have you ever gotten a ticket being pulled over for being too loud in your car?
No, but I've had them look at me. That's right.
I had that once.
Did you?
Yeah.
Really? They pulled you over because you were blasting music?
Because it was too loud.
America! What were you listening to, pray tell? Do you remember?
I was listening to Closer by Nine Inch Nails.
Was it the uncut version?
Yep.
Oh, well, that might explain it.
Yeah.
You're like driving through a school zone.
I was not.
Right there by a church.
I was not. We were talking earlier about George Santos and all the things that he's lied about.
I mean, wow.
Graduating from college, that's a lie. Having Jewish grandparents, that's a lie. Losing employees in the Pulse nightclub shooting, that's a lie. Running an animal charity, false. Work at Citigroup, false.
His mom
rental
died.
Property. His mom died on 9/11.
In the tower. Not true.
It's all false.
Towers. Yeah.
So we want
I mean, that's amazing.
Yes.
You know, if you lie a lot, that's you're like, that's insane.
Yeah. Even if you lie a lot, you look at this guy and you go, wow.
Dude.
This guy's a professional.
Well, until you get caught.
Except for it's all easy to backtrack and make sure that it's not true.
And if you're going to be in an office, you're going to get caught.
So we want to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. Lies that you told to get a job.
Have you ever done that?
Have I ever done that?
I can't say that I lied to
I
get a job.
So.
I was so young. I should have been in high school when I started my first radio job. Dude thought I was like 22 or so, but I just never said, and I was like 18.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean,
could you have worked there or no?
Yeah, technically.
Okay.
Yeah. Arizona doesn't care. They're like, do whatever you want.
No, there was.
You can be four and work.
Our production guy for the other place.
Omar?
Lied 100%.
He's the best.
He came in.
He did, really.
He came in and I said, do you know how to use Adobe Audition, which is an editing program?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, absolutely.
He didn't?
Didn't at all. do you know how to use Ableton Live? Absolutely. Didn't at all.
Wow. But he, so
you know
he learned
how to use
it quickly?
These voice processors? Nope. Didn't know anything about it.
But he's really good.
Yeah.
So he learned it.
Within the first year, I was going to him to ask him questions about how to do this and how to do that because
I guess,
he was so good.
Yeah, don't lie if you can't step up eventually,
right.
I guess.
He knew that he could learn it fast.
Right.
And so who cares? He was wasn't as great.
Right.
So it was a good hire, even though he lied his whole way through.
When did he fess up? How long in?
Oh, I don't know. He told us a couple of years in.
Okay.
He was like, yeah, I didn't know how to use it either.
Once he was sure that he had it down.
Like I was asking him how to do stuff, he found that funny
Fool.
And just decided he would.
Fool.
All right. So you lied to get a job. 818-955-KLOS.
Das Nudes and his Dexter pals and the spring off on KLOS.
It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about lies you told to get a job. You have that?
When I first started building festivals, I really wanted to do the forklifts because I've been working in warehouses and stuff. And I only watched them. I had never even touched one other than, like, rest my hand on it.
Right.
So I told one of my crew chiefs who was the lead for the forklifts that, like, oh, yeah, I know how to do it. I could totally do it.
Sweet.
He's like, all right, we'll put you on one. I turned to my buddy who was looking at me. I told earlier that I had no idea how to drive one. He said, you can teach me. I looked at him, I'm like, I'm He's like, I got you. Gave me a 5-minute crash course.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah, a 5-minute crash course. Smoked the bowl. And then ever since then, I made $25 raise to my income.
Nice.
Nice. Wow. Well played.
Yeah, if you got someone that can teach you and you feel that you can learn it, you know, I mean, I don't see the problem with fudging a little here.
Nope.
I really don't.
Yeah, you know, like, it was worth it. You
know,
like,
yeah.
From 25 an hour moving multi-million dollar pieces of equipment.
So what we're saying is people lie.
I guess we are.
It pays.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Lies you told to get a job. Got a lot of liars in our audience. A lot of liars.
Very proud of you.
Makes us proud. 818-955-KLOS is the phone number for you lied to get a job.
Well, I worked at Pizza Hut back in the day. I was probably 16. My girlfriends were like, hey, come work with us. I was like, I'm not old enough to pour beer. Like, don't worry about it. Give me your birth certificate. We'll copy and paste. We'll hook it up. The manager's a drunk. He won't even care. He's going to hire you. Best job of my life.
Really? Really?
Why was it the best job of your life?
Because we were pouring the beer, we were drinking the beer.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
I went up to get pictures for hours.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
That's quite the hookup.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
That beats the hell out of my bagging groceries that I got legally, that job.
Yeah, of course. That. You should have lied.
I should have.
Best high school job we could have ever did.
Seriously. Nice. Right
well
on.
Done.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Lies you told to get a job?
Yeah, I photoshopped my name on my friend's diploma to get my job.
What was your job?
A fire sprinkler fitter.
Oh, okay. That was cool of your friend. That was a very good friend.
Yeah, no kidding.
At least the same high school.
Right,
right on, dude. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
The lie I told to get a job?
Yes, please.
That I graduated.
From?
From high school.
And what was the job?
Every single job that I've had.
So you've lied consistently throughout your life that you had you graduated from high school.
Correct. I'm 61 years old.
I couldn't get into my stupid radio school because I had to get a job without a high school diploma or a GED, so I had to go get my GED I dropped out. But well done, you.
I'm retired.
Nice. Well done. Wow. That's brilliant. Right on. Sweet. Thank you. 818-955-KLOS.
You told a lie to get a job. Give me five.
Yeah, baby. Give it to me. Sorry about that. Sorry.
In a row.
Who? Who the hell are they?
Part two. Yesterday we started doing bad songs.
Songs with the word bad in the title.
Right, that's what I meant. And we're going to do it again today because they had so many requests.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS or at Kevin and Sligo on Twitter.
Hello, regarding bad songs.
Yes, please.
Local favorite, Sammy Hagar, Bad Motor Scooter.
The words, hell yeah, mean anything to you.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Love you guys.
Thanks.
Take care.
That was Bad Reputation for Morgan and Sherman Oaks.
That one comes up in a couple really cool places. Erga Music War, she actually performed that live. And then Freaks and Geeks, actually, it's the theme as well.
So how about that?
Good suggestion.
Love that.
We're doing songs with bad in the title. We did six of them yesterday.
Yep.
On Gimme Five.
We cheated.
Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm. And we still have so many coming in. You were thinking about an album cut from what?
Bad Motor Finger Soundgarden.
Yeah, you know, I definitely want to get something from Bad Motor Finger on. I think that's a damn fine selection.
Yep.
Idea.
Agreed.
You want to play the whole damn album. What do you say? Are you okay with that?
I am totally down for that.
Who are you?
Delana.
Thanks for calling. Here's something from Bad Motor Finger.
Thank you.
Thanks to Metallica's Jam of the Day, a chance to go see those guys and scream just like that at the SoFi Stadium. And tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., Heidi and Frank will give you the next Metallica Jam of the Day that you're listening for.
It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. We talked to people who lied to get a job, and a woman called who said she lied her whole life saying she graduated from high school.
I kind of respect that.
Agreed.
She's retired now.
Right.
That's pretty amazing.
We did Gimme Five with Bad Songs Part 2.
Yep.
We might have to do Part 3. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of songs with bad in the title.
And there's new tea using caterpillar poop. So, just so you know.
I don't care for this planet.
Out there.
I'm going to go home and pet the kitty and not drink poo tea.
Enjoy that. See you tomorrow. Peace out. Because when we started that song, we were saying, listen for a Def Leppard song.
I don't understand.
And we were playing a Def Leppard
song. I don't get that at all.
See?
What were you guys doing?
Because we were giving away tickets to Color 13.
Ruben Cruz got it. He's in Mira Loma. He is going to go January 27th to Rock and Brews at Yamaha Resort and Casino for Broadway's Rock of Ages. I'll do it again. I'll play another Def Leppard song. And if you're Caller 13, you can join Ruben.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. Keep listening for a Def Leppard song. Be Caller 13 and you'll win tickets to Broadway's Rock of Ages band.
Congratulations to Richard in Riverside. Heard us play Def Leppard. Just got himself a couple of tickets to go to Broadway's Rock of Ages band. It's happening January 27th at Rock and Brews at Yamaha Resort and Casino. This just keeps happening. We keep playing Metallica songs.
Yep.
And then the phone starts ringing and all these people are just every day lately.
Yep.
What's up with that?
Well, I think they're getting concert tickets.
Oh, is that what? Oh, I see. I see.
KLOS, who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike, are you a fan of Metallica?
Hell yeah.
Nice.
You just won two tickets to see Metallica's M72 World Tour Sunday night, August 27th at SoFi Stadium.
Awesome.
For everybody else, single day tickets for August 25th and 27th.
They're on sale as we speak.
Correct.
Yeah, Heidi and Frank this morning gave the song title. Were you listening to that? Or do you get up every morning to check that out?
Yeah, you know, of course, I listen to it all day, but...
Yeah, you got to listen to the whole show, man.
Well, I did. I heard the song come on. I went, oh, here's the song.
Well, thank you for grabbing your phone in a rough fashion and making yourself caller 13. Well done.
Yes, and enjoy.
Thank you, guys.
All right, when we come back, lying liars who lie.
Lying liars who lie.